In 2007, Barack Obama's digital team faced a critical question. How do you turn curious website visitors into committed supporters? Dan Siriker, a former Google product manager, proposed something radical for politics: systematically test different combinations of buttons and images to discover what actually worked. The winning combination, a Learn More button paired with a family photo, increased signups by 40.6%, ultimately generating 2.8 million additional email addresses, 288,000 volunteers, and $57 million in donations. This wasn't just clever marketing, it was a new way of making decisions. Instead of relying on political instinct or the loudest voice in the room, they let actual user behavior guide their choices. That single experiment helped propel Obama to the White House and sparked a revolution in how organizations operate, replacing opinion with evidence, gut feelings with measurable outcomes. A/B testing, showing different website versions to different visitors and measuring which performs better, sounds simple, yet remained exclusive to tech giants with dedicated engineering teams. High technical barriers inspired Optimizely's 2010 creation to democratize website optimization for everyone. What makes this revolutionary is its elegant simplicity. Measure what works rather than debate what might work. Subjective arguments about button colors or headlines become objective analyses with clear winners. This eliminates hippo syndrome, when the highest paid person's opinion drives decisions, replacing it with actual user behavior. The beauty lies in its accessibility. Organizations of all sizes, from bootstrapped startups to multinational corporations, can implement testing programs that deliver meaningful results. The common thread isn't budget or technical prowess, but curiosity. The willingness to question assumptions and let data challenge your beliefs about what users want. The hardest part of A/B testing isn't running experiments. It's knowing what to test. Random changes create noise, not insights. Successful testing follows a deliberate five-step framework, combining analytical rigor with creative thinking. Start by defining success. What is your website actually for? If someone suggested shutting it down, your objection reveals its purpose. E-commerce sites track purchases, media companies measure subscriptions, lead generation sites monitor form completions. Distinguish primary goals, purchases, from secondary actions, adding to cart, to avoid optimizing vanity metrics. Next, identify bottlenecks, where users abandon their journey. Analytics reveal these drop-off zones, showing where optimization yields the greatest returns. The Obama campaign discovered their real bottleneck wasn't converting subscribers to donors, but visitors to subscribers, unlocking millions of email addresses that drove volunteer recruitment and fundraising. With bottleneck insights, construct hypotheses about user behavior, educated theories based on user intent, not random guesses. When the Clinton-Bush Haiti Fund added an emotional image to their donation page, donations surprisingly decreased. Their second hypothesis, that the image pushed the form below the fold, led to testing a two-column layout. This version generated over $1 million additional dollars. Well-formulated hypotheses reveal why variations perform better, building insights that inform future experiments. Organizations often get trapped endlessly tweaking button colors and headlines for marginal gains. This local maximum approach delivers modest improvements but misses transformative opportunities. Disney's ABC Family website broke this pattern by questioning a fundamental assumption. Instead of refining which show to feature, they tested whether users wanted visual browsing at all. Research revealed users primarily searched for specific content. Replacing their image-heavy homepage with a menu-based design delivered a staggering 600% engagement increase, far beyond the hoped-for 10-20%. Chrome Industries discovered that content in their center promotional block consistently outperformed identical left-side content, contradicting left-to-right scanning assumptions. This insight became crucial for their entire redesign strategy. Lumosity faced declining engagement despite lengthy sessions. Counterintuitively, they tested whether limiting daily training might improve retention. Product manager Eric Dorf worried restricting a paid service would anger users, but limited training actually increased engagement, transforming Lumosity's positioning around daily training. The most effective approach combines refinement and exploration. Use insights from small tests to inform larger redesigns, but occasionally step back to consider entirely new approaches. Sometimes you need to climb above the tree line to see where the bigger peak lies. Organizations overwhelm visitors by addressing every possible need. The counterintuitive truth: removing elements improves conversions more than adding features. This paradox of choice demonstrates how simplicity reduces decision-making friction. The Clinton Bush Haiti Fund removed two unused optional fields from their donation form, improving dollars per page view by 11%. Cost Plus World Market transformed their promotion code and shipping options into expandable links, reducing visual complexity and increasing revenue per visitor by 15.6%. Avalanche Technology Group removed header navigation from checkout, eliminating distractions and boosting conversion rates by 10%. The Obama 2012 campaign executed nearly 500 tests over 20 months, generating an extra $190 million. One breakthrough split their donation form into multiple steps: amount first, then personal information, billing, and occupation last. As Kyle Rush explained, "You can get more users to the top of the mountain if you show them a gradual incline instead of a steep slope." Result: a 5% conversion increase. Strategic word choice dramatically impacts user behavior. When the Clinton Bush Haiti Fund changed their donation button from "submit" to "support Haiti," this simple clarification generated an additional $1 million in relief aid. Wikipedia tested, "If everyone reading this donated $5, we would only have to fundraise for one day a year." While this lowered average donation by 29%, it increased donation rate by 80%, yielding a net 28% revenue increase. Formstack tested "Why Use Us" versus "How It Works" in their navigation. Despite the team favoring "Why Use Us," the neutral "How It Works" increased page traffic by 50% and free trial signups by 8%. Unfamiliar visitors responded better to understanding over persuasion. Live Chat changed their call to action from "free trial" to "try it free" and saw a 14.6% increase in clicks. This confirms a broader pattern: verbs outperform nouns in calls to action. The psychological concept of framing, presenting identical information differently, significantly impacts decisions. 90% survival rate sounds more reassuring than 10% mortality rate. When testing messaging, consider whether your language is negative or positive, loss-framed or gain-framed, passive or action-oriented. A/B testing represents a fundamental shift in organizational decision-making, letting evidence, not opinions, guide your choices. What started with a simple button on Barack Obama's campaign website has evolved into a movement transforming how businesses understand customers and navigate uncertainty. The most powerful outcome isn't just conversion improvements, but the transformation in how organizations approach decisions. When data replaces opinion as the arbiter of truth, companies become more agile, customer-focused, and successful. Questions replace declarations, curiosity replaces certainty, and learning becomes perpetual. Remember that testing isn't about finding universal truths, but discovering what works for your specific audience. The journey of optimization never ends. There's always another hypothesis to test, another insight to uncover, another improvement to make. Organizations that thrive embrace this mindset of perpetual learning, constantly seeking to understand users better and serve them more effectively. Start small, test often, and let your users teach you what they need. The answers are waiting in the data. You just need to ask the right questions.